In today's video, you'll learn how this rapidly growing business has implemented a stable of employee resource groups and how their employees are thriving because of it. We discuss how they measure success and where ERGs are poised for growth in the next 3 to 5 years. Let's make a social impact. Hi, everyone. I'm Carl. Welcome to the Social Impact Show, a channel where you get the latest strategies and tips to help you scale and grow your CSR and goodness programs. So I've got two special guests today. My first guest, you've probably seen her before. She is a guest co-host today. Her name is Erica Graham Jordan. She is the area vice president with Benevity. And my second special guest, her name is Lauren Kimball. She's with Capgemini, and she is the diversity, equity, inclusion, and well-being leader for the Americas. Thank you very much both for joining me today.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. So I guess, Erica, let's get right into it.
Awesome. Well, I had the privilege of connecting with Lauren a couple of weeks ago, and it prompted such a great conversation that I really wanted to share her insights with our community through these questions. So first off, Lauren, can you tell us a bit about your ERGs across the Americas? Like, what 11 are there? Can you share how you leverage the 4C model and maybe share high level what some of the goals of these ERGs are?
Absolutely. Thanks, Erica. So Capgemini is a business transformation partner. We are a very large global company that works with businesses to help solve their problems and bring innovation to what they do. We've got almost 360,000 people globally, and our purpose is to unleash human energy through technology for an inclusive and sustainable future. So from the get-go, our purpose is to be inclusive, and that includes all of our employees and all of our clients and partners that we work with. So our employee resource group supports that mission and supports our corporate social responsibility program. Our global CSR program focuses on environmental sustainability. So how do we reduce our own carbon footprint as well as the carbon footprint of the clients that we work with? It focuses on digital inclusion. So how do we help close the digital divide and provide skills-based volunteering to people in the community so no one is left behind in the digital revolution? And then the third pillar is diversity and inclusion. So how do we make sure that we are creating a diverse workforce where everyone is included and feels safe to bring their authentic self to work so we can bring the most diversity of thought and innovation to our clients? Our ERG program supports all three pillars of corporate social responsibility, which I think is a bit of a differentiator for Capgemini. As you mentioned, we have 11 different employee resources groups in the US and Canada, and they range on topics. So for example, one of our ERGs is called Ocean. It focuses on environmental sustainability and teaching our colleagues and clients about how we can, you know, be more sustainable in our daily lives. We also have Black X, which is our Black and African American employee resource group, and some of the traditional ERGs that you'll see in other organizations. But in addition to that, we have Mentoring Matters, an ERG that's focused specifically on mentorship and connecting people throughout the organization. So I don't have time to go into all 11 of them, but they all have wonderful missions and really focus on engaging and retaining our talent. As you mentioned, we do follow the 4C model that everyone can Google. It's by Robert Rodriguez. So the 4Cs for us, as we interpret them, are community, culture, career, and client or commerce. So for us, it's clients since we're working with our clients. And I'm happy to go into that in more detail, but everything that our ERGs do really focuses on that model and addressing those four things in how they go about planning events throughout the year.
Lauren, I really like so much of what you said there. Particularly, I want to call out one that you have an ERG focused even on mentorship, right? I think knowing that there's an ERG focused particularly on mentorship helps bring light to how much mentorship can happen across all ERGs. Like, we hear that as such a key component of how to elevate, grow high potential talent within an organization. So I love that you have one focused just on that. Also, the thread to CSR, that's amazing. Sometimes they sit so separate. There's like an ERG bucket so separate from the CSR bucket. So the fact that you intentionally have developed an ERG program that like ladders to those three pillars, I think that's a question that that lots of folks have. How do they do that? And so I think we'll probably pull that thread a little bit as we continue the conversation here. But let's get really tactical. I hosted a webinar last week. So for those of you listening, go back and take a look at the Benevity webinar, focus on ERGs. Such amazing questions came out from these conversations, and particularly around calendaring. Like, folks want to know, what does calendaring look like from an annual perspective? How do you go about mapping out the year? What do you focus on? And maybe just tactically share us how you do that across so many ERGs.
Yeah, it's a challenge, and we have to be very intentional about it. Because as you know, we're a large organization and we're all over the country and multiple countries. And we have 11 fantastic ERGs that are all doing a lot of wonderful things. So we start out by having an in-person ERG summit every single year. And this is a planning summit where we bring people together and go through several days of planning for the year. And we will get as specific as, you know, every ERG working individually, right? And going through their plans of what their key things are. So for example, our women at Capgemini Employee Resource Group, International Women's Day and Women's History Month is a big marquee event and event for the year. So they'll go through that. And then we will map out all of the different ERGs together on one big board or big calendar so that everyone can see what everyone else is working on. And we do this so that we, to your point, don't overlap too much or don't take away from any ERG, because every ERG, you know, deserves their moment, and we want their marquee events to be able to be promoted and celebrated. It also allows us to collaborate. So what we really focus on is making sure our ERGs are working together on events where it makes sense. You know, do we want to elevate Black women for Women's History Month and have two of our ERGs working together? Potentially, absolutely, it could be a fun idea. So at that planning session is where we kind of get the initial calendar for the year. And we try our very best to stick to that calendar and honor the decisions that we make as a group. And then beyond that, we are a very Outlook calendar-driven organization. So we do have a master corporate social responsibility calendar that has all of the events going on throughout the year. And that links directly back into our engagement tool where everyone can go to sign up to participate in an event.
So Lauren, let's dig in a little bit more, because when you mentioned the calendar, so how, you know, can you share how your team actually recruits members? I think that's one of the biggest things that I've heard from other people I've interviewed, other companies, that, you know, how do you get people not just recruited, I guess, but also engaged, right? So like, what does that communication look like? You know, when, where, like, what messages are you finding that resonate?
Yeah. So it's, we're all busy. We all have a lot going on. And sometimes it's difficult to get the attention of people when they're coming into the organization, or once they get, you know, into work and everyone becomes very busy. So what we do to try to penetrate through the madness and the craziness of our day-to-day lives is start at the very beginning. So when people come into Capgemini and are onboarded, we present the ERGs right there. So from day one, literally, when they come into the organization, we expose them to the opportunities to get involved and encourage them to sign up for employee resource groups. I don't need to share with this group all the benefits of joining an ERG, but it's such a good way to connect with others, to build your network, especially when you're new in an organization. And it's a great way to meet people who are like you and people who aren't like you that you want to learn more about. So it's a wonderful thing for people to do joining an organization. So I would say including it in orientation and exposing everyone to that right from the get-go is one way that we focus on recruiting. I mentioned we have our monthly email. So we're sharing those events every single month, hoping to catch more people in a month that there's something that's particularly interesting to them. We also have a quarterly newsletter. So every quarter we have a corporate social responsibility newsletter that goes out to all employees and highlights some of the amazing events that our ERGs have done and promotes upcoming events. So we're constantly trying to, you know, make people jealous that they didn't attend something in the past and get them excited for what is coming up. So more reasons to join the employee resource group. And finally, something that we have done both virtually and in person over the last few years is an ERG fair. This is an opportunity for all the ERGs to come together and be represented in one place and you know, you might envision like a town hall type of event if it's virtual, or an event where there's booths. So essentially you can walk around and meet every single employee resource group. And so in a virtual setting, you know, we give each ERG a few minutes to give their elevator speech, to talk about what they have got coming up. And it's an opportunity for colleagues to who might be interested in an employee resource group, but didn't know which one or the best way to join, to go and in one session learn about all of our ERGs and how they can get involved. And so we found that to be really beneficial because it's a way to, you know, get to know everyone really quickly, and then the person can assess where they want to plug in based on their own personal interests.
For sure. So with the, I've always wanted to ask, is it the responsibility of each ERG to ensure that the members are engaged, or is it more like a holistic company, you know, whoever runs the ERG program, is that the responsibility to get people always engaged in the specific ERG?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd have to say both. And really in practice, it's a partnership. So we do have the corporate social responsibility team that works on this full time and is constantly supporting our employee resource groups and helping them to get that engagement. And obviously we're funding them with a budget and providing that, you know, leadership support so that they can be successful and thrive and expand their networks the way that they see fit. And of course, we're providing that, that governance and structure as well. And it's the responsibility of the employee resource groups. And I should say at Capgemini, all of our employee resource group leaders are volunteers. So we can get into rewards in a minute, but we don't have full-time ERG leaders at this point. So we need to be respectful of their time and the work that they're doing outside of their employee resource leader roles. So we don't want to put that burden on them 100%. That said, you know, the wonderful thing about our employee resource group leaders is they're all so passionate and excited to be doing that work. So I think they're naturally out there promoting their ERGs and excited about the events that they're planning. And I have to say, of course, not all of our ERG events are social events, but I would say all of our ERG events are fun. And it's again, a great way to connect. And so I think it's not hard for them to promote their events as well.
So I want to shift to measurement and I guess what does success look like? So how do you go about measuring the success of ERGs? I guess what does the success look like? And I would imagine that would be different for each ERG. And how do you convey this to, you know, the team, to your executives, to leadership, and I guess to the rest of the company?
Absolutely. So there's two things I want to point out here. So first, we have worked with Jennifer Brown Consulting and have actually added on to that 4C model I mentioned earlier to assess the maturity of each individual employee resource group. So there's a scale of 1 to 5. It essentially goes from a foundational employee resource group all the way up to a dynamic employee resource group. And we have a tool and a framework where each employee resource group can assess themselves and we can support in that assessment to see where they are on that continuum. And of course, there's no right or wrong, and every ERG is going to be at a different spot based on how new their leaders are, how long the ERG has been operating, et cetera. So that's an example of some internal measurements that we do with the employee resource group leaders so that they can be measuring their progress throughout the year. And I should say most of our employee resource group leaders are in that leadership role for about 2 years, as well as their executive sponsors. So over the course of that 2 years, we are looking at that maturity model and measuring their growth internally for their own benefit, and so that they can, again, gain those skills in growing an organization as part of their role as an ERG leader. But when it comes to measurement that we look at as a program, so looking at our broader employee resource group program and what we report to leadership, we look at a few things. And I think these are probably going to be pretty common across most ERGs. The first one is the number of events. So how many opportunities do we have out there for people to get engaged? The number of participants at the events. So are we bringing in a lot of different people? And we're actually able to look at, you know, are we bringing in the same people over and over, or are we reaching more unique people through each of our events? We also look at the engagement of their membership. So if you have an employee resource group that's got 500 members, what percentage of their members are engaged on average? So that's a way that we can look at, compare different employee resource groups, because we have some that are quite small and some that are very large. And that allows us to kind of compare how much they're engaging their population. And the final one that I will say is the one that I think is most appealing to our leadership is retention. So we actually measure the retention of ERG members compared to the retention of non-ERG members, or the normal retention rate in the organization. And this is something that, as you can probably imagine, is very important to our leadership and is the most direct way, I think, for us to demonstrate that the programs that our ERGs are putting on are engaging our employees and leading to more connectivity with the organization, more loyalty to the organization, and more retention in the organization, which of course is wonderful for all of us. And we report on that on a quarterly basis with our leadership team.
That was going to be my follow-up with what frequency that happens. And I guess just a quick follow on that, like, were they surprised to see the significant retention impact at the outset, or was it I thought that's what the data would bear out?
It depends on the leader. I think that it does make sense when you stop and think about it, right? I mean, you're providing opportunities for people to connect, and that goes back to kind of the benefits of an employee resource group. You know, because we follow this 4C model, our ERGs are actually planning leadership development events for their members. And we, in addition to our ERG summit, we actually host an ERG workshop, which is an opportunity for ERG leaders to get together and connect with other leaders in the organization, to learn more about the business and what we're doing at Capgemini, and to build their, you know, presentation skills, their storytelling skills, their other key, you know, executive skills that are important to grow your career. So by being part of an ERG, you are building your network and able to identify new roles and new projects to work on. You are getting that training and additional skill building opportunities. And then, you know, the one that I always think of is leadership opportunities. Not everyone has the opportunity to lead a team and lead regular meetings and be the project manager, depending on what point they're at in their career. And when you're working with an employee resource group, we give them a lot of autonomy. There's a budget to manage. There's a team to manage. They are practicing doing executive report outs to their own executive sponsors for their employee resource group. So there's so many skills that you gain that I do think it is an accelerator for your career. And I think our ERG members are recognizing that. And that's another reason why they're staying. So when you explain all that to leaders, of course, it makes sense. Absolutely. I think there were some people who were probably surprised, because I think, you know, on the surface, some people might think, oh, ERGs are just happy hours or something like that. But in reality, it's so, so much more. And when people learn that, then of course they recognize the value.
It really is. And it becomes this accelerator for your leadership in a way that doesn't feel like formalized leadership training, but also has this additional benefit of creating culture, developing these skills you talk about. We've even done a historical research project across all of our Benevity clients who, when employees give and don't and volunteer, it's that same continuum of giving time and getting more connected to the organization. So, well, that's exciting about retention. Let's look forward. We've done a lot of looking back and analyzing and saying what tactically, let's look forward. You know, when you look at the next 3 to 5 years, what are the biggest areas that you think ERGs will grow as we kind of look and plan out for the next 3 to 5 horizon?
That's a great question. I think more broadly, employee resource groups, I think, are tying into corporate social responsibility into ESG programs within their organizations. And as we've been talking, there's so much opportunity for that. And, you know, there's no reason in my mind why you can't have employee resource groups that are focused on topics beyond just the traditional diversity and inclusion topics. So I think seeing that connection between how ERGs can engage colleagues, like you said, and create a culture where we are thinking about all of our priorities around how to be responsible corporations, I think we're going to see that connection a lot more. I also think that we're going to see, kind of on that note, more broader expansion across our ecosystems. So for us, the way that's taking shape is partnership with our clients. So we have so many wonderful clients that we work with that are passionate about the same things, and we have shared goals on how we want to make a more inclusive and sustainable future for all of us. So why, and a lot of them have employee resource groups. So why not take advantage of a joint partnership with our employee resource group and our client's employee resource group and a local nonprofit to volunteer or to celebrate Juneteenth or a fun event together. So I think there's a lot of opportunity for expanding our full ecosystem and collaborating like that. And I'm seeing that more and more, and we're getting more and more requests from our clients and partners, which is really exciting because it's just going to expand our impact. And then the third thing that we haven't really dug into too much is, you know, rewarding our employee resource groups. And you sort of hit on it, Erica. I think recognizing the impact that ERG leaders have on building the culture that you want in your organization. And that's really valuable because it leads to retention and it leads to, you know, creating a culture where you can attract top talent. So as organizations are recognizing that a little bit more, I think they're going to recognize the work that goes into that and start rewarding our ERG leaders. And that's something we've started to do internally at Capgemini. It's something I'm really proud of. And so we run an ERG awards program at the end of the year, every year, where ERG leaders can nominate one another. And then we do provide financial rewards. So it's a really exciting time. And it's just a nice way to give back, in addition to all the benefits we talked about, but give back to appreciate our employee resource group leaders. So I think we're going to start seeing more of that as ERGs and business resource groups continue to grow.
I really like that they nominate each other. That's like even leaning more into the idea that these are communities and we're supporting one another. I think that to me was kind of the through line in so much of what you just said about the future is how do we get make sure that these are not disparate, right? So it's how do we align with our CSR program? How do we work with our clients and make sure we're aligned there? And then how do we support people in the work that they're doing and make them feel important and matter and valued? And so that's kind of a really cool through line that as we continue to evolve, it's going to become more supportive, more structured, more aligned. And so I look forward to the next 3 to 5 years.
I will add one more thing that you just made me think of, Erica. Another thing that we're seeing that I think is going to happen with other large organizations as well is the global collaboration. So just add one more layer onto that. You know, we're a global organization, and over the last few years, we've seen our ERGs we have in the US expand globally because some of the topics are very relevant all over the world. So OutFront, our LGBTQ employee resource group, is actually a global employee network for Capgemini. And so then, you know, we're able to collaborate even on a broader level and share best practices and ideas across different countries. And I do think we're going to start seeing that across other countries as well, and organizations that are in different countries, because there is a lot of overlap and a lot of opportunity to collaborate and learn.
Absolutely. And then what there can be high level goals and high level alignment, and then what it looks like in each country might be slightly varied based on the nuance of that local culture.
Absolutely.
We're starting to see that as well. Last question. Well, last question for me. I know Carl will end here with a bang as always. As we think about your ERGs, what's most meaningful in terms of the impact you think that the members, the teams will make the next year, right? So what are you most excited about?
A couple of things. One of them is this shift of starting to be in person more often. I think, you know, for us, it still feels like we're coming out of a post-pandemic world where we've shifted the way that we work, and we're evaluating how much we want to be, we're hybrid currently, but how much we want to be in person versus, working remotely. And as we're thinking about being in person in our offices more often, it's an opportunity to be really intentional and create those safe, inclusive, welcoming, respectful spaces. And we are working really closely with our employee resource groups to help do that right now. And I think that's the most immediate impact I'm seeing for our ERGs this year is bringing them into the conversation, taking advantage of their wonderful ideas about how to be more intentional and be more productive and have better experiences in person. And I think that's, you know, right off the bat, something that I think is going to be a really big impact this year. And then, of course, I think, you know, the most impactful thing I think that our ERG leaders do is just bringing their authentic selves to work and being vulnerable and sharing their own stories and creating those inclusive spaces, because, you know, you never know how much impact you're having on the people around you by being open-minded and by being vulnerable. And I think there's so many incredible ERG leaders that we work with, and I hope they realize the impact that they have on a day-to-day basis, because by doing that, it makes our colleagues feel comfortable. It makes everyone feel valued. And then, of course, you know, working in technology and innovation, we want people to feel comfortable. We want people to bring their diverse perspectives and their diverse experiences and their diverse ideas, because that's how we create innovative solutions. And that's how we better serve our clients. So I really appreciate everything they do. And I think that's a huge impact that they make. And I'm excited for them to continue to make.
So Lauren, you know, one question I've always been asked, and it's more of like, you know, from a lot of it from our audiences, you know, if there is one lesson or one thing that someone who is either starting a ERG program in their work or trying to take it to the next level, is there like one major lesson that you want to share with those people?
You know, the first thing that pops into my mind is listen to your employees and let it be employee driven. And I think, you know, that's the first thing that pops into my mind, right? Listen to what the need is and what people want, because that is going to push you in the right direction and help you get that momentum to start and scale your programs. The other thing I would say is, you know, don't be afraid to experiment. And I think that is something that that's really unique and special about our ERG program, is it's an opportunity for people to try things out, for people to experiment with new programs. And it's outside of, you know, our business specifically. So it's a little bit less risk, and it's an opportunity for people to dream big and try things out. And I think, you know, you never know what's going to happen. I'll give you one example of something that happened through one of our employee resource groups. We had an ERG a couple of years ago that was really passionate about hackathons, and we had never hosted a hackathon. It was a great idea, but it was something that was sort of new at the time. And it was, you know, people were a little hesitant, but, you know, why not? We're listening to our employees. They're really passionate about it. And it's an opportunity to try something out we've never done. So we piloted a hackathon within our ERGs. It went really well. And then we expanded there to our broader Capgemini audience of employees. And that went really well. And then it was such a success that we were able to expand even further. And it turned out to be something that was turned into a business offering we could share with our clients. And that all came from the passion of employee resource group leaders. So you never know where it's going to lead you. And it's just a really wonderful example of, you know, there's so many great ideas. And if we just create opportunities for people to be supported, you never know what's going to come out. So listen to your employees, let it be employee driven, and don't be afraid to pilot and experiment and see where things are going to take you, even if you don't know exactly where you're going up at the beginning.
Yeah, that's amazing advice. And, you know, we could probably talk about ERGs for the next several hours, probably days. But if any of our audience wants to connect with you or with Capgemini, what's the best place to reach you?
Absolutely. So, of course, our website, capgemini.com. And I will put the link in the notes where you can reach out to me on LinkedIn and see more about our employee resource group program on our website as well.
Thank you for listening to The Social Impact Show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Then visit benevity.com to access some of the resources mentioned in this episode, along with tons of other insights to help you grow your program. Music provided by Ikeson. For questions or topics you want us to cover, reach us at podcast@benevity.com. Until next time, be a force for good.